It's been a long, time.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm looking at this photo of on Earth, his name is Donald Trump. But if ever there was a character who, you know, looked the part of the devil, that's Donald Trump. Look at him. People are looking for a devil with a red tail and horns. Look at Donald Trump. He's Lucifer in the flesh. And yet there are people who still support him, knowing just how rotten and low down a person he is. I mean, to turn on his own child. What kind of animal would do that? And yet there are people who still support him. What does that say about them? Come on. He's not man enough to deal with his own issues. He sells his own daughter, whom he claims to love, down the river. Well, you know, she checked out a long time ago. Why? Because she knew that her father was a malcontent. Listen. You know, the folk who were around him are saying, well, he's either a grand liar or he's has some mental issues. You know, it's either one of the two. Well, you guys knew what he was. He's both mentally ill and just the supreme liar. Let's go to the phone line, Sam. Who do we have on the line?
Up first is CJ from Stoughton.
Well, hey, man, let me ask you something. In the face of what's been shown with his own people who were around him, and they basically in two episodes said that the man is mentally ill or just the greatest liar in the history of mankind, and you still support him. What does that say about you? What does that say about you?
I love his policies, and I'm a mega Trumper of his policies.
Well, see, that's the point I'm making. That's the point I'm making. It says everything about you. So we can identify what kind of human being you are, because in the face of facts, you still support a liar, a thief, and the devil
his
in the
policies.
Flesh. What do you mean his policies?
Yes. How
did
about,
you,
let's see what got him elected. Let's see what gave
what,
him.
What got him elected was people who love the fact that he's a bigot and a racist amongst the other parts of who he is. You laugh.
Oh, my gosh.
You laugh.
That's the race card. Here comes the race card now.
Hey, you know, let me tell you something. You call it the race card, but who's holding the racial debt?
Well,
okay. You say the race card.
Party, Tim, we've got candidates that are going to win all over the country because we love this country. We are.
You think you're the only one? Do you guys think that you're the only one who loves this country?
We're living a Democrat world right now, Earl. We're living it, buying it, trying to pay for it, trying to survive.
Hey, CJ.
This guy's become the worst president.
CJ. The worst president in the world is the man that everybody's looking at right now, a low-down, lying scum of a human being. And
you guys are deflecting.
And you and others like you want to change a conversation that is being seen all over the world.
We want to close the border. We don't want driver's license.
I'm beginning.
Illegals.
I'm beginning to believe, hey, CJ, I'm beginning to believe, let me say this to you, I'm beginning to believe it's a waste of my time and the listeners of this program's time to hear you. No, because you're a puppet. All you do is spout the same foolishness. Let me, you do support him, man. You support his policies.
I don't care if he runs. I love those policies that gave him $1.86 a gallon gas and 1.8.
So let me do this. So let me say this, because I haven't done this. I haven't done this in a while, but I'm going to do it now. I think it's always good if we can put a conservative and a progressive on at the same time. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to have some dialogue with Tom from L.A. And let you guys, if you can have a conversation without interrupting him or he interrupting you, let's do this. Let's give you guys a chance to have a dialogue with one another. Tom from L.A.
Good morning. CJ, first off, we the people are the government, and that does mean all of us, including you. I just have a question in terms of, you're talking about policies. Can you tell me exactly what policies you're talking about?
I would say first, close the border. We've got...
Okay, you live in Wisconsin.
I live in L.A. border now. Pardon me?
You live in Wisconsin. I live in L.A. The border is much more of an issue here than it would be in Wisconsin. So I'm not sure why that's such a huge, huge concern to you. But go ahead.
Well, that's what helped get President Trump elected, is that we believe in legal immigration. Your party doesn't. On day one, President Biden signed executive orders attacking freedom of energy, freedom of the right way to
become American. I think you're talking about one pipeline, which was a actual viscous type thing, and I don't know if you'd want it in your backyard or not, but that oil actually, if it burst, is going to ruin water table, and we're not going to have water to drink. Do you think that's a good idea? With the Keystone Pipeline?
Yes, I do. And so
you
do.
So you want it? So you want it in your backyard?
Fuel right now.
You want it in your backyard, even though the billionaire class does not want it in their backyard, right?
Well, I want it safe, and I want it affordable.
Yeah. But there's no such thing as a safe. There's no such thing as a safe pipeline, buddy. There's no such thing as a safe pipeline.
Time, Tom. Did he sign an executive order on day one shutting down energy in Anwar and Keystone?
The Keystone Pipeline, yes.
And Anwar.
And there's so many other federal places where they can drill right now, but they're not. Did you know that? Did you know that?
I did. And question for you.
Okay, why are they not drilling? Why are they not drilling there? Why are they not drilling there?
There was a promise by this. Can I answer? There was a promise.
Yeah, if you'd answer my question.
That he was going to attack these energy companies. He campaigned on it.
You're just spewing a talking point, CJ. CJ, you're just spewing a talking point.
That was what Biden campaigned on, Tom.
I am asking you.
One at a time.
Okay. I'm just asking you, CJ. We have all these other places to drill, and the oil companies are not drilling there. So why are they not drilling there?
So, guys, hold the thought. We're going to carry you through the next segment. 844-967-2789 is the number. We got Tom from L.A. and CJ from Twilight Zone. All right, we'll be right back.